58 minutos 60 a Movistar también en Bruselas, donde el presidente Duque se encontró hoy con el presidente de International Crisis Group. Estuvieron hablando sobre Colombia y Venezuela. Y hasta ahora Fernando Ovalle está con el presidente de la organización, Robert Malley. Adelante, Fernando.
A esta hora estamos con Robert Malley, el presidente y consejero delegado del International Crisis Group, que es uno de los think tanks de política internacional más destacados del mundo. Mr. Malley, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Malley, we heard President Duque's take on the peace process and the implementation of the peace process in Colombia. I would like to know your vision on that.
Well, let's not forget that President Duque campaigned on a quite critical platform about the peace process. But I think what we heard today and what we've seen since he's been in office is that many of the changes that he's been talking about are not changing to the fundamentals of the peace process. And he said it today, it's an agreement that was signed. We're not going to now revisit it, but we're going to try to improve its implementation. He pointed out some of the problems. I tried to point out others as well. And so I think it's going to be a very interesting phase. As he told me earlier, the real test of a peace deal is not what's on paper, it's what's been implemented. I think we saw, at least in his words, a goodwill to try to implement what could be implemented and try to correct things that he thought might not work quite as well, particularly in the realm of transitional justice. But I think, at least again, in terms of the words, people would be reassured to hear that despite some of the criticism that was heard on the campaign trail, he is committed to implement the deal, and in his words, to try to implement it with some correctives.
We also heard President Duque talking about Venezuela and the migrant crisis in the border. As he said, it's one apocalyptic humanitarian situation. And I would like to know if you have any recipe or recommendation to deal with the Maduro regime, with the government of Venezuela.
Well, so I think there are two questions. There's a question of the refugee outflow, and President spoke about 1 million. The numbers could be even higher than that. I mean, he would know better, but we have seen some different figures. The economic collapse of the country has experienced in Venezuela is extraordinary. There's no precedent in recent times in Latin America. And so there has to be steps on that front to help Colombia and other countries deal with the refugee crisis. Of course, at the source of the crisis, the political crisis in Venezuela. International Crisis Group has written about it. It is one of those situations where you have a very entrenched regime that is becoming increasingly authoritarian and that is not prepared to leave power on its own, is not prepared to have a democratic transition. And so I think what we have argued for is pressure on the government, targeted sanctions, but being very careful, not sanctions that are going to hurt average Colombians, and in particular not sanctions on the oil sector. There's some disagreement with some countries on that, but our belief is this: if there are going to be sanctions, they should be targeted to those individuals who are responsible for what's happening today. But we also need to have a soft landing. This is not going to happen. We don't believe in a military intervention. We don't. So are there ways of providing some guarantees to people around President Maduro to make sure that they understand that there's a pathway, an exit path for them, but at the same time put pressure on them and on others to say, where you're going now is leading to an impasse. It's leading to a dead end. There's another way in which your personal futures will not be as horrific as you may fear they will be. And part of the message we think has to come from countries, not just from the countries that have hostile relations with Venezuela, but countries that have better relations with Venezuela, like China. I mentioned it earlier today. Here's a country that has deep economic investments in Venezuela that cannot look with any form of complacency at what's happening in a country in which it's invested so much. It has leverage with the government. Can it help in its own way prod and push and move towards a smooth transition, elections that would be free and fair and in which they would be a path towards a different future? There are all these situations where you have regimes that are clinging to power and that fear that a transition would mean a disaster for them personally. It's always difficult, but that's where you need to make sanctions and some incentives in the form of a pathway for them that is that provides them some safety.
Well, Mr. Malley, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you on our show.
Likewise. Thank you.
Robert Malley hace un balance de dos situaciones que conversó con el presidente Iván Duque en Bruselas. Lo primero tiene que ver con la implementación del proceso de paz en Colombia y además de lo que puede suceder con los cambios en el gobierno Duque frente a lo que se negoció en el gobierno Santos. Dice que los aspectos que está cambiando el gobierno Duque no van a lo fundamental del acuerdo de paz y que obviamente la implementación en el terreno sigue siendo el mayor desafío. En lo que tiene que ver con la crisis venezolana, obviamente refuerza su posición en torno a la ayuda que deben recibir países como Colombia, que están recibiendo a todos los refugiados venezolanos, sugiere presionar al régimen de Nicolás Maduro con sanciones que no afecten ni la industria del petróleo ni a los venezolanos, pero sí a aquellos responsables de la crisis, en tanto cree que Maduro y sus colaboradores no saldrán voluntariamente del gobierno, pero tampoco creen ellos en el International Crisis Group en una intervención militar.